Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. Today in the TalkTainment studio, we have a special guest who was once a tour guide for the United States, for the United Nations, Lillian Zarzar, has traveled all over the world, and today she's going to talk about life being a tour guide for the United Nations, and she's been to all 50 states, and she's traveled to 22 different countries. So she's going to give us a little insight on her favorite destination.
All right, I'd love to. Thank you very much, Ricky, for having me. This is such a pleasure, and you are certainly the world traveler yourself, I must say.
Yes.
So I'll start with my United Nations experience. I was just out of college, and I decided that I wanted to work at the UN. I love international environments, and I love learning. And I think, to me, I'm very humbled by the opportunities that we have here in this country, even more so when I get to travel overseas and see what other people are dealing with and what they have.
Correct.
My work at the UN, I was a bilingual tour guide. My other language is Spanish. I was actually born in Lima, Peru, and raised in, of all places, Lima, Ohio. So I came to this country with my parents when I was five. We went through the Panama Canal, took a boat, ship, and then docked in New York and traveled by train to Lima, where we set up our home. My dad was a physician and worked at St. Rita's Hospital there and brought the family to live here. Conditions weren't that great in Peru, so he just said, let's just go to Lima, Ohio. So we did, and we learned about how to pronounce it. It wasn't Lima, it was Lima.
It was Lima, Ohio.
And I grew up in a bilingual, actually trilingual home. My parents are Christian Palestinian Arabs who left and went to Lima, where my father's family had emigrated, and then decided to come to the United States. So I spoke English and Spanish and Arabic at home.
Okay.
And because I did, and because I was exposed to so many cultures, I loved the idea of traveling and seeing the world and working in an environment that was like that. So I had my heart set of working at the United Nations, and I applied to be a bilingual tour guide. So I gave tours in English and Spanish. I was there for 6 years.
For 6 years.
And conducted hundreds of tours, I must say, to the school children who would come.
Okay.
We would give them tours, special tours for the school kids, especially in the springtime. And then also tourists would come from all over the world.
Right.
And they, of course, they had all of their perceptions about how they thought the world should be. So we had to tell them how things were. I became an international civil servant, and I worked there in the mid to late 70s.
Okay.
After I worked at the UN, I came back to work in radio, actually, in Lima. And I worked in radio for 2 or 3 years, doing some on-air work, and that was my background. I had gone to OU as an undergraduate, and I studied radio and television reporting.
Okay.
Then I decided to, when I came back to Lima, I said, well, I just think I'll get a master's degree. So I studied at Bowling Green, and I obtained a master's in speech communication. And when I did that, I started teaching for a seminar company. And how that happened, I happened to be working at the time after I obtained my position at the radio station. Ohio State University needed an admissions officer in the local community in Lima. Mm-hmm. So I applied, got the job, started traveling for the university. Mm-hmm. So I traveled to Puerto Rico. I traveled to different parts of the country to recruit students for the university.
Okay, okay.
And then after I did that, I said, okay, I really want to travel more. So I applied to work as a seminar leader with Fred Pryor Seminars at the time. And then I worked with SkillPass Seminars. So for 16 years, I was a seminar leader, and I traveled all over the world. In all 50 states, I gave presentations. Mm-hmm. And then I also went to 5 different continents, spoke all over Southeast Asia, South Africa. I traveled to Egypt. I traveled to Austria. I traveled to the Czech Republic, Germany, you name it. So I loved it.
You've been all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you lived in Lima, Peru,
mm-hmm.
which we have talked about on this radio show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you lived in Lima, Ohio.
Yes.
My wife and I used to live in Lima, Ohio back in 1987.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
I was transferred there. At that time, I was an executive for JCPenney's,
mm-hmm.
and I got transferred to Lima. I think maybe I was there a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I probably was physically there maybe a half a year, but I think we actually lived there 2 years, and then I got transferred to Columbus. So I'm familiar with Lima,
yes,
Ohio.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So you've had a lot of different types of jobs.
I have, yes.
And right now, you're working for Ohio University, correct?
Yes, I'm an adjunct professor in communication studies at Ohio U,
mm-hmm.
and I'm based in the Lancaster campus. And I also have private clients. I have interpersonal and public communication coaching programs. And so I work with individuals, and I also work with groups, small business groups,
mm-hmm.
in getting people to work together more effectively, enhancing employee engagement by helping them understand their contribution to the company and to be able to communicate more effectively.
And Lillian, you also started your own business too, right?
Yes, as a consultant and a coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's your favorite destination to travel to?
I will tell you, I love Australia.
Awesome.
It is the most unique, the most interesting, the most, I think they are the most like Americans in the sense that they're very open and receptive and
mm-hmm.
fun and just willing to learn and interested in a lot of different things. I just found that their environment was like that. On the other hand, I found Southeast Asia very unusual and mysterious. And so, and then
dark.
I love England.
Dark. Southeast Asia is dark.
Uh-huh.
It's a dark culture.
Yeah, it is. And mm-hmm. I remember I was in Hong Kong at the time in 1997 when they were turning everything over to China. And
okay.
I still have the coins with the Queen's head fixed on their coins, and they had to get rid of them because they're no longer under British rule. So that was very interesting when they were making that transition at the time. I loved the fact that I was in, I would say I was in Malaysia when I had the most unusual meal
okay.
that I've ever had.
What type of meal
well,
did you have?
I decided I wanted to try something different, so I had stingray. And when they offered it to me, I had no idea how to eat it. I thought you were supposed to cut it up just like you cut up any fish or
meat.
Whatever,
yeah.
any kind
mm-hmm.
of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. You have to take the tail. They gave me half a stingray, and it came up above the plate.
Uh-huh.
So the wing was up high. And then you had to pull from the middle, peel back the skin, and then you gently lift the skeleton, which is clear. It's so I lifted the skeleton. They taught me how to do this because the boys in the back room
uh-huh.
in the kitchen
uh-huh.
were all watching me trying to figure out how to eat this.
Uh-huh.
So they came out and they said, we can help you.
Okay.
So they taught me how to pick the bones that are clear out of this stingray. And then when you lift it, all the bones show up. And then you start picking at the very white, flaky meat of the stingray. It's sweet. Oh, it was delicious. And then you put that with the rice, and then you have the condiments. You eat with your hand, mm-hmm. and you pull it together with your hand, and then pop it in your mouth with your thumb.
Wow.
So I was the only American in the restaurant willing to do this. And it was the most interesting and unique meal I've ever had. And it was delightful. And you should have seen the boys in the back room in the kitchen. They were all looking out to make sure that I was eating it correctly and that I was okay. I loved it. And it was probably one of the most interesting travels that I ever had was when I went to Southeast Asia.
Well, but speaking of Asia,
mm-hmm.
Next year I'm doing a cruise that sails from Hong Kong to Tokyo.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's during the Olympics. So you'll spend 2 nights in Tokyo during the Olympics. Then the cruise turns around and goes back to Hong Kong. So you spend another 2 nights in Tokyo during the Olympics. So you're spending a total of 4 nights, 5 days in Tokyo during the Olympics.
Oh, that is just wonderful. Okay. What a great opportunity.
And then you sail back to Hong Kong. And just so people know and understand, it's Royal Caribbean is the ship that we're doing it on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But everything is geared towards Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives you a chance to be in Tokyo during the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's exciting.
Yep.
You're doing some exciting things yourself, Ricky, I must say.
That's totally amazing. And I'm surprised at the amount of people that's lining up to join us. Because I have packages. You can spend 6 nights in Tokyo during the Olympics. Starts at $4,800.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But on the cruise, you sail one way, then you sail. So you sail one way, Hong Kong to Tokyo. That's one cruise. Then you sail back from Tokyo back to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. That's another cruise. Total price starts at about $2,400.
I think that's great. So it's an excellent price, really.
So that includes your housing, your food,
yeah.
And you get to spend 4 days in Tokyo during the Olympics in 2020.
You know, Ricky, don't you think that the more people travel, the more they can appreciate what we have here in this country?
You know, I think travel changes the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin that just came back from Africa,
mm-hmm.
and she's the one that gave me the title for the show today. Get up, get out, and live. Because after going to Africa, she came back and just shouted that people aren't traveling overseas enough.
I agree.
Right.
I agree. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. And in a lot of places that I've been to, the culture is so different, but also the lifestyle is so much better. It's so much better than ours. Even in some of these Caribbean countries, Curacao, you go over there and it's a free, independent nation that just became independent in 2015,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lifestyle and. They speak two or three different languages and just a different lifestyle altogether. You know,
mm-hmm.
Second half of the show, I'll talk about how China is so much more advanced than we are because they're creating a train that can move faster than air travel does.
Whoa, wow.
And our train system here can barely run on time, but they're creating a train system that's going to travel at the speed of like 600 kilometers an hour. You know, wow.
Yes. You bet, wow.
So it gives you a different outlook on life.
It does, and yeah. I think it also gives you a perspective. I think that one of the things we have here, I call it an obscene abundance because we have so much of everything. And I hope that people realize that things are not as big everywhere else in the world as we have here. You know, we have our own positive elements, and I'm so grateful
mm-hmm.
to be in this country. There's no question.
Oh, no question
and
about
when
it.
When I go abroad, I appreciate what we have here. And I know my cousins, when I've gone to visit them in Lima, Peru, and they're very proud of the homes they have, but they're nothing mm-hmm. like what we have here, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it is just an appreciation that I have for the kind of a lifestyle. I think you hit something very important, and that is that the United States doesn't give as much vacation time as every other nation.
You're correct.
We have a tendency to say, well, you work so many years, you get one week off, then you get 2 weeks. You practically give your life away to get any time off.
Right.
And I know in Australia, they get 6 weeks to go visit the country and to enjoy themselves. And people get more time off to be able to relax so they can work and be more productive.
And the other thing about America is that even when they give you 2 weeks off, people don't always take it.
Indeed. You know, indeed.
And they don't always take it. And that's one of the reasons why we created the show was to talk about the benefits, mm-hmm. The health benefits that travel does for you.
No question.
You know? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why we originally created the show was to talk about the health benefits that travel does for you. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives your body a chance to calm down and relax.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And get out of that pushy world that you're in because your job is going to burn you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to use you up. And then once you're used up, they're going to throw you away and bring somebody else in.
That's right. That's what happens, too.
Yeah.
I think the idea of being able to travel to something completely different, someplace completely unique, gives you not only a completely different perspective, but it also puts into perspective what you have in your own home when you come
mm-hmm.
back.
Mm-hmm.
And being in a place that's totally different from where you usually are allows you to take that break. And I just think that more people should travel, even to see this country.
Right.
Just to travel and see the United States. We have so much to offer in our own country here. Every time I went to a different state, I'd try to see something unique in that state
mm-hmm.
or in that city.
Mm-hmm.
I would ask local people, what's a good place to eat? A local diner, a local place.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to understand and appreciate the flavor of wherever it is that I went, because that's where the experience is. There's one thing, though, I will say that in all my travels, there's one thing that every single person in the whole world wants, and that's to be loved for who they are and appreciated for who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Khalil Gibran wrote a wonderful book, A Tear and a Smile. A tear and a smile are the same everywhere, all over the world. Everybody cries and everybody laughs, and we all know what that means. There's a human emotion that binds all of us together.
You're absolutely right, and traveling just does so much for the soul.
It does. You betcha.
Get out and see different things, mm-hmm. and to know that the world is more than just the little neighborhood that you live in.
Correct.
It's so much more. So right now you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Podcast is available. In the studio today we have a special guest, Lillian Zarzar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's traveled all over the world. She was a tour guide for the United Nations, and she's kind of given us some insights on her travel. Her favorite place to travel is Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have I ever told you the story with me in China?
No. Share, if you will.
Okay. Last year, I was contacted by a company in China. They wanted to bring maybe 700, 800 people over to New York.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to do an all-inclusive trip to New York.
Oh, wow.
So me and my team, we worked real hard. We put everything together. Sent them a quote. The quote looks good. Send us a contract, and we'll look the contract over. So I emailed them the contract. They contacted me back and said contract looks good. All you have to do is fly to Hong Kong, take a boat from Hong Kong to China. Once you get to China, once you check into your hotel, give us a call and we'll come get you. Something didn't sound right about that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I talked to several people and they said, no, you shouldn't have to go all the way over to China to sign a contract.
No.
So so I talked to the State Department, which I talked to on a regular basis anyway, And they said, well, you know, we can't tell you what to do, but we advise you that it's in your best interest that you don't go over to China.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness.
So once I told them that I wasn't coming over there to sign the contract, but I also had representatives in China that was willing to sign the contract for me. And they said, no, we want you.
Oh.
We don't want a representative. I said, I have representatives in China that's mm-hmm. willing to sign a contract.
Sure, sure.
And they said, no, we want you. If you can't come over and sign the contract, then the contract is null and void. Okay. So a little bit more research showed that if I would have went over there to sign the contract, they could have kept me over there.
Oh, dear.
Until the contract was fulfilled, and it probably would have taken 6 months to fulfill the contract.
Oh. Oh. You escaped.
Yep.
Before you even got there.
Before I even got there.
Oh, my gosh. Ricky, well, you never know in these things, you know. Today, in this day and age, there's no reason why things can't be done by email.
Right.
By all the technology. That was the whole purpose of developing it, so that we wouldn't have to travel to China to sign a contract.
So in 2020, I'm going to China anyway.
Well, you showed them. You made it happen, whether it's through that group or not.
Right, right. So I'm going to China anyway in 2020, and I'm going to say, I'm back.
There you go.
But the government said, well, I think it's in your best interest that you don't go over there for the contract.
Right.
And when I talk to China, they go, well, what are you talking about? The crime is less over here than what it is in the United States.
Yeah, I'm not so sure.
Yeah. Oh. So every time I talk to that vendor, they tease me and say, you sure you don't have anybody coming from China anymore?
Oh, that's great. That's a great story.
Yeah. Yeah. So what other places that you've been to that you find pretty amazing? You said something about London.
I loved London. Every time I went there, I always saw a show. I went to Piccadilly Circus. I went mm-hmm. to many of the places that I would visit every time I went.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
And so I'd see a show. I saw several in the Queen's Theatre while I was there, and I had a wonderful, wonderful time in London. I could have stayed there. One time I was going through London on the way to Egypt, and I lost my passport.
Oh.
And I had to stay in London, and the group I was with went on to Egypt.
Okay.
And I had to stay in London because I wasn't allowed to leave the country without my passport, obviously,
right.
And the passport was in the plane that I had, that I'd taken from Columbus to New York.
Okay.
And we were going from New York to London, and then London to Cairo.
Okay.
So here we are in London at British Airways, and we're all getting ready to get on the flight to go to Cairo at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I couldn't find my passport. And it turned out my friend who was sitting next to me was very nervous about the flight. So she was grabbing all kinds of bags and pulling them, and and my passport had fallen out, and I didn't realize it.
Wow.
So we're there on the ground all day, and then when we're getting on, we have to pull out our passports, and I couldn't find it. So 30 people went on without me, and I had to stay in London. And thank God I'd been there many times before, so I knew my way around.
Okay.
But here's what was so interesting, and you'll like this. Our president at the time, Clinton, decided to close all the embassies. So I could not get any asylum, any help, any support from the U.S. government.
Wow.
And I was stuck. I thought, oh, dear God, there must be a reason why I'm here. Maybe I'll meet the love of my life. Who knows? But the thing was that I had nowhere to go because I was a non-entity. I had nothing to prove who I was except a credit card.
Right.
So the hotel I stayed in took my credit card, but they only had one night available because they said that there was a big event going on and that they were sold out except for this one night. So I had to get out of there, and I had to find a place to stay.
Uh-huh.
And I was given a piece of paper that said that I'm a non-entity, that I have no country, I have nowhere to go, and I can't stay in London. So they could let me stay 24 hours, and then I was going to be deported if I did not have a passport or something to prove who I was, and I was not legitimate. So for 24 hours, I was no one. I had nothing to prove. Cool. I was born. that I lived somewhere, that I had a name. I just had a credit card. And what was so funny, when I went to pay, I said, "You're taking my credit card without a passport?" The answer was, "As long as there's money, we'll take it." So it turned out they found my passport within 24 hours, and I got on the next flight to Egypt.
So what could you have done to correct the problem in the very beginning?
I would have had a passport replica, at least a photocopy of my passport.
Right.
And then it would have made a big difference. I had nothing.
Right.
I tell my clients. I should have done that,
right.
And I didn't. And that night, I must have called British Airways, everybody I knew, every building. And the thing was that not only did Clinton close the embassies, the number that I'd been given to dial for the lost and found had been changed that day.
Wow.
And I didn't have it.
Wow.
And so everybody knew that I had called every single department in British Airways looking for my passport. So
wow.
When I finally got on and I was exhausted, the woman, when I said, "Please, I need a glass of water, I had lost my passport," and I started crying. And the flight attendant goes, "Oh, this is a lady who lost her passport. She's the one, she's here now." And I thought, oh my God, they all knew, because everybody was told this lady lost her passport. She has to get out of the country, and she's a no one. Nobody knew anything about me. Oh my gosh. But they all knew I was the one.
Wow.
Oh, it was quite a scenario, but I felt very protected. God protected me, I'll tell you, right there and then.
Well, I tell my clients that they need to make a copy of their passport.
Oh, you are absolutely right.
And instead of just having a passport alone, to make a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything happens, you have a copy of your passport.
Yeah. Had the embassy been open, I would have been okay. But of course,
yeah,
there was no one there.
Slick Willy, you know. Yeah.
Of all days, everything, all the stars aligned for me to lose my passport for that 24-hour period.
Wow, wow, amazing.
Well,
totally
you never
amazing.
Know, you never know. But because I knew my way around London, I felt very safe, and I thought, well, I'll just stay here and hang out and meet the prince and see what happens, you know?
Oh, wow. So that was your experience in London.
Yes, yes.
So how long was the flight from London to Cairo?
I think it was about 6 or 8 hours.
Okay.
We flew directly to Cairo. So, yeah, about 6 hours. And then I got there, and because I speak Arabic, I was able to get transportation, and it turned out that they knew I was coming. My group knew, so they sent someone to meet me.
Okay.
And took me to the hotel. And that day, I missed seeing the pyramids, which I was very disappointed. So later on in the tour, we decided that we wanted to go back to the pyramids at midnight.
Okay.
And we climbed the pyramids against the law, of course. The police came, and it was quite an event. We had to hide behind the Sphinx. But someday I'll tell you that story, Ricky. But it was an amazing thing. I climbed halfway up that pyramid in the middle of the night.
Wow.
And it was an amazing adventure, and I could see the city of Cairo as I sat there in this calm. Now, the rest of them went all the way to the top. I just couldn't handle it. So I stayed, and the tour guide was very kind. We paid him a lot of money to get us there in the middle of the night, but it was exciting.
Sounds like you've had a lot of great times.
I have, and I've been very grateful for those opportunities.
A lot of great trips.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. So in the last few minutes that we have, tell us about Paris.
Well, Paris, the City of Lights, I'll tell you. I've been twice in the last couple of years. I've been twice. I have to say it is one of the most charming cities. The last time I was there in February, I missed all the yellow jackets and the vests.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that the Parisians have to have their latte and their croissant before they go picketing and so on. So I got out of there in time, but I found it to be so, it has such character and such beauty and such depth. And on the surface, it certainly has a brilliance unlike any other city I've been in, truly. And I think, too, the French were very accommodating with me. I spoke a little bit to them because I speak Spanish, so I would tell mm-hmm. them that I speak French a little bit. And we had a wonderful time there. It was great.
Coming up after the break, I have a section called Hear That. Look up in the sky, it's the superheroes of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on Talktainment Radio. Lillian, it was great having you on
Thank
the show.
Thank you, Ricky. This was fun. Enjoyed yes. chatting with you.
We'll have to bring you back on.
I'd okay? love it. I'd All love right. it. Thank All you. Right.
Okay, and listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to the Talktainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. And again, coming up after the break, I have a new session called Hear That. And we're also going to talk about Get Up, Get Out, and Live.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778, to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Making it green is making sure the air in your home.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Green, green, green. It's your home, it's your dream. making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for the presence of radon. It's easy. To learn more, call 866-730-GREEN. Preserve your family's health and well-being. Get your home tested. Now that's living healthy and green. Radon is easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
A message from the US EPA.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a...
You got the power.
Look up in the sky. It's a superhero travel with Ricky Tyers. From It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Listeners, you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel, and our podcast is available. The title for today's show is Get Up, Get Out, and Live. I've been to 51 different states and countries. 51. I've been to 51 different states and countries all over the world. And so today it's time for you to travel abroad. And on my Facebook page at It's Your Time to Travel, I have a post that's called Get Up, Get Out, and Live. You only live once. And in that post, it lists all the states and all the places in the world that you can go to. And you can take the little airplane and place it next to all the places that you've been to. And the average for Americans is 8. So you need to look at that and take a look at how you match up. And if you haven't been to 10 or more places, you need to get up, get out, and live. Because you only get one chance at this. And I've been to, I did the exercise, and I've been to 51 places. I've been to a lot of countries overseas. You know, one lady sent this to me, and she hasn't even been to Kentucky yet. You know, so there's places here you can travel to, but you need to get out, get up, get out, and live. Just so many places to go to, so many places to see. And for Ties, Tours, and Travel, we put together a new commercial that's 31 seconds. So maybe we can get a chance to take a look at that commercial. But the commercial talks about all the things that my company does for you. It's a real neat commercial, so we'll take a few minutes and take a look at that. If you haven't been to more than 10 places, you need to get out. You need to get out more. We talk about in the first half of the show. We talked about Hong Kong and Tokyo and London, Australia. There's just different places that. Will give you a new perspective on what life is about. Next year, I have a cruise sailing from Hong Kong to Tokyo, and then Tokyo back to Hong Kong during the Summer Olympics, and it will actually put you in the Olympics for 4 days. You'll be able to sleep on a cruise ship. You'll be able to eat the food on the cruise ship, but it gives you a place to stay and also gives you a chance to enjoy Tokyo during the Olympics, and you can add that to your bucket list. So you need to put together a bucket list of all the things that you want to do. But if you haven't been to more than 10 places, you need to get up, get out, and live. I have a story of an 8-year-old that ran away from home because he wanted to travel the world. This is a story that we've told before on It's Your Time to Travel. But this 8-year-old boy lives in Russia. and he took it upon himself to make it happen. He wanted to travel the world, so he ran away from home with a piggy bank and encyclopedias. And according to the police in Russia, they found him wandering the streets. He reportedly left his mother a letter saying he wanted to travel around the world. So when they found him, he had his piggy bank, he had three encyclopedias, a toy, and a banana. He had taken three buses and walked a short distance before being discovered. But this is an 8-year-old boy who wanted to see the world. So he took encyclopedias and his piggy bank and a banana and started out trying to see the world. And this wasn't the first time that this has happened. A 12-year-old boy from Australia stole his family's credit card and flew to Bali alone after a fight with his mom. And a few months later, an 11-year-old American boy managed to make it through security, and he flew out of Atlanta Airport after running away from home. So the kids today want to travel and see the world. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get out, see the world. So some other things that we have some video of a tour that we did in Jamaica. This tour of Jamaica, the driver's name is Lukey, and Lukey is giving a description of the homes in Jamaica and what it's like buying a home in Jamaica. And he's looking at different homes, saying that this home in American money would cost $100,000 because it's on the coastline. And what has happened, a lot of these guys from the United States will put down money and start building a home in Jamaica and then run out of money. But this is in Montego Bay, and these are the homes that's in Montego Bay. And Lukey, our driver, is giving a description of what the homes are like and what the homes will cost in American dollars. This is just a short tour that he did. We took a tour of Jamaica, and we got Lukey to take us around to different parts of Jamaica. And during our tour, he took us to Negril. He took us to Orchard Rios. He took us around Montego Bay. He took us all over Jamaica. And these are just some of the people that was on the tour that we did going to Jamaica.
Oh, this is beautiful.
And then this one on the right is unusual.
Wow.
So this is a homemade video.
That's
$1 million. Probably $1 million, but those are the older ones. I'm not going to say sure, but those have been around.
$1,500.
Oh my God.
We're on tour.
Say hi, Mom. That's my mommy.
And the title of that video is called "Don't You Wish You Were Here." So whenever I go to Jamaica, I have Lukey will pick me up at the airport, and he will give me a tour of Jamaica. I'm looking to go to Kingston. There's a lot of things going on in Kingston, and I'm looking to go to Kingston sometime this year. I have a wedding, a destination wedding in Montego Bay, July 28th. So we have some different things going on, but Lukey and his family is my driver whenever I travel to Jamaica. So talk about some things going on in the world. And I have a new segment called Hear That. Hear That, it's Alaska, where the glaciers are melting because Anchorage, Alaska has set a record with its first 90-degree day. Anchorage, Alaska saw its highest temperature on record the 4th of July. And they were trying to celebrate, they had to cancel the 4th of July fireworks because the temperatures reached 90-degree temperatures, according to the National Weather Service. Several locations throughout Alaska saw their single hottest day on record, and daily record high temperatures are expected to continue. So hear that. It's glaciers melting in Alaska because the temperatures are 90 degrees. Hear that. It's California having back-to-back earthquakes that rocked Las Vegas, Arizona, and Mexico. A quake with a magnitude of 7.1 jolted much of California, cracked buildings, set fires, broke roads, and caused several injuries. Why they predicted a larger aftershock was expected to continue. The quake, preceded by Thursday's 6.4 magnitude in the Mojave Desert, was the largest Southern California quake in at least 20 years and was followed by a series of large quakes and small aftershocks, including a handful above magnitude 5.0. So in total, they had about 4,000 aftershocks after that earthquake. Hear that. It's the Washington, D.C. area, which got nearly a month's worth of rain in 1 hour on Monday. So on Monday, almost a month worth of rain fell in just 1 hour in Washington, D.C., bringing a halt to the morning rush hour. Between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., they received 3.3 inches of rain at the Reagan National Airport, and that's just 0.43 inches shy of the monthly total, as rain stopped amounts total higher than 4 inches across the D.C. metro area. The National Weather Service classified the line of storms in the nation's capital as a once-in-a-100-year event. Hear that. Is China boasting its superior technology over the United States? China is building a floating train that could be faster than air travel. China has unveiled a prototype of a new magnetic train designed to reach speeds up to 600 kilometers. We can't run a train here in the United States to run more than 70 miles an hour without falling off the track. And China already has the world's fastest commercial service. They have a train that operates at a speed of 431 kilometers and has been carrying passengers for a 30-kilometer stretch between Shanghai's airport and the city center. And they've been doing that since 2003. Hear that. Is the world passing you by? Most Americans have only traveled to 8 different countries, 8 different states or countries. I've been to 51. If you've not been to 10 or more, get up, get out, and live. You only get one chance to travel. And when you're ready for travel, visit Tyus Tours and Travel at www.tyustours.com. We can help you get up, get out, and live. So that's just a video showing you just so many things that's going on in the world outside of your world. It's in the summer, and there's so much going on that you can see and do, get out and do. I have inter-summer packages to Jamaica, to Cancun, to Punta Cana. Prices are still great, direct flights, charter flights. So you still have time to get out and enjoy the rest of the summer. I have cruises, cruises starting at $199. Yeah, so that'll get you out, give you a chance to see some of the world. So there's plenty of time left to get out and travel and see the world. But on my Facebook page, at It's Your Time to Travel, there's a feature on there where you can plug in how many different places that you've been to. And if it's not been more than 10, you need to get out and live. End of July is coming. You know, up in Toronto, they have the Caribbean Festival. Here in Ohio, we have the Jazz Festival going on. There's all these outdoor concerts. So it should give you plenty of time to still enjoy the summer before the kids go back to school. I had a meeting recently at the zoo with the Cleveland Cavs. It just gave me a chance to see the zoo just by myself. And I had a tremendous time at the Columbus Zoo. But you really need to get out and travel. Unfortunately, recently I was supposed to go to New York, couldn't go because I had to work. There's some things I want to do this Friday. I can't do it because I have to work. So I've decided to just set things up where I won't have to work and I can get out and live and do the things that I want to do. Recently, this time last year, a lady that was a travel agent friend of mine was in Mexico, and unfortunately she became ill and died, but at least she was doing what she wanted to do. She was traveling. And that's exactly what I want to do. And for those of you who can't get out and travel all the time, just try and travel whenever you can. You know, maybe take a 3-hour drive and drive down to Louisville. Take a 3-hour drive to Detroit. But really get out and see the world, because there's so much going on. There's so much to offer out there. And today you have time to plan your travels for 2020. So fortunately, you know, give us a call and we can set up a payment plan where you can put down a low deposit and be able to go to Olympics next year. You know, I have packaged to Olympics. You'll be able to go to wherever you want to go. You just need to plan ahead and do that. But we talk about all the things going on in the world. And right now, I just found out today that FedEx can get you your passport in 72 hours. This is an interview that I did at the African American Travel Conference in 2018. And they're interviewing me, and I'm talking about my business. I'm talking about Tyus Stewart and travel. But this is the interview that took place at the African American Travel Conference in St. Charles, Illinois, in June of 2018. So, just so you know that we actually.
You know, we're very good at those destinations, New York. So there's certain places that we can take you where we can show you the hidden gems that you wouldn't be able to find on your own. Okay, and these are hidden gems that nobody thinks of. And because we're good at these destinations, we're able to show you these things. And we also do cruises. Okay, we do fantastic cruises. Every year we have an old school cruise, and we just have a lot of great things going on. So this is Tyus Tours and Travel, and I'm located in Columbus, Ohio. My phone number is 866-547-5362.
So that was the interview that was done in June of 2018 at the African American Conference in St. Charles, Illinois. You know, I want to talk about the Olympics in 2020. We have a package for the Olympics in July and August of 2020. I have packages that start at $4,700. The package includes lodging, at hotels in Tokyo, close to the vineyards, round-trip airport transfers to and from the hotel, daily breakfast at your hotel. It gives you a Tokyo Metro card for use throughout your stay. And we also offer Tokyo sightseeing trips and extension side trips throughout Japan. Right now, you can book your airfare through us to go to Tokyo. But I also offer a cruise going to Tokyo, which sails out of Hong Kong and goes to Tokyo. It spends two nights in Tokyo, and then it turns around and sails back from Tokyo to Hong Kong. You'll spend another two nights in Tokyo, and the total package is only going to cost you starting at about $2,200 to $2,300. And it gives you four nights in Tokyo. You have a place to stay on a cruise ship. You know, you only have to unpack one time. And it's very, very, very comfortable. And I have people lining up to jump on this. So if you're interested, certainly give me a call at 866-547-5362. Yeah. But if there's a lot going on in the world. The world's changing fast. And this is another commercial that we have for Tire Service and Travel. And all it says is, to give us a call today when you're ready to travel. And that number to call us again is 866-547-5362. But we have packages going all over the world, just totally all over the world. Local events going on. For those people who don't remember, August the 8th, Boys to Men will be here. It's a free ticket. So far, they've given tickets away twice. They're giving tickets away again on July 11th. You have to sign up for their email, which is the common group. You sign up for their email, and they'll send you a thing that you can try and get free tickets. And the two attempts that I've tried to get free tickets, in less than 5 seconds, the tickets are gone. You know, but the next day that they're giving away free tickets is July 11th.
Well, the good news is,
and in the video you saw Lukey. Lukey is my tour driver in Jamaica. So we have a lot going on. Earlier in the show, we had a guest who was a tour guide for the United Nations, and she gave a real nice description of all the places that she's been to and all the things that she's done. So when you think of travel and when you're ready to travel, give us a call. Every weekend I put a coupon on Facebook where it gives you $100-$150 off the packages I have going to the Caribbean, Mexico, and the Bahamas. So and it's called Ready for Travel. And it gives you up to $150 off some weekends. Some weekends it's $100, and other weekends it's $75. But it'll give you a low price off our already low price. So look for that on our Facebook page, Tyus Tours and Travel. At Tyus Tours and Travel, every weekend we're giving you a coupon that gives you an additional $100, $150 off. Look up in the sky. It's the Superheroes of Travel with Ricky Tyus, and we're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com.